Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering AI operating systems, a board director's guide to enterprise AI infrastructure, written by Brett Allegray-Wood.
And if you're a board director or a senior executive being asked to sign off on an AI program, this one is written directly for you.
It starts with a question most boards haven't properly answered yet. What exactly are they funding when they approve AI spending? Brett's argument is that most companies are buying AI tools, point solutions, and hoping they add up to something. What they actually need is an AI operating system, an AI OS.
And the word operating system is doing real work there. He's not talking about a product you can buy. He describes it as a repeatable set of services, policies, and interfaces that let different parts of a business safely create, deploy, and operate AI while keeping audit trails and controls intact.
Think of it the way your business thinks about cloud infrastructure or an ERP. You wouldn't let every department build their own version of those. You'd want a governed, shared platform. Brett says boards should treat AIOS exactly the same way, a multi-year infrastructure program, comparable to an ERP rollout or a cybersecurity refresh.
Which is a bit of a reality check. I think a lot of boards are still treating AI as a collection of experiments, a chatbot here, an automation there.
Exactly. And Brett makes the point that the decisions made now, policy decisions, budget decisions, determine legal exposure, investor confidence, and competitive position for years, not months.
So what does an AIOS actually include? Because that's the first thing a director's going to ask.
He lists the core components. You've got the data platform, secure data handling with lineage and quality controls, model development pipelines, which he calls MLOps, a model registry that tracks who owns each model, what it's approved for, and what risk tier it sits in.
That risk tier piece is interesting. He talks about tiering models by business impact and regulatory sensitivity. So a model that influences a customer decision gets treated very differently from one that helps someone draft an internal document.
Right. Then you've got security and compliance controls, monitoring for things like model drift and fairness, a vendor framework for managing suppliers, and this is the piece that often gets skipped, the people and roles. He names specific roles, AI product owners, data stewards, validators, MLOps engineers.
And the centre of excellence. He's quite specific about what that should and shouldn't be.
Yes, not a central factory producing AI for everyone, but a service broker. Enablement, standards, escalation. A factory creates a bottleneck. A broker builds capability across the business so that teams can augment their own work within proper guardrails.
That's a meaningful distinction. What does the board actually need to do, practically? Because this can become a very large program that nobody quite owns.
He lays out a four-phase roadmap. Phase 0, months 0 to 3, inventory what you already have, define your risk tiers, approve the policy blueprint and budget. Phase 1, months 3 to 9, deploy a minimal viable platform and run pilots on high-value, low-risk use cases.
So you're not trying to do everything at once in year 1?
Not at all. Phase 2, months 9 to 24, scale it out, bring in more business units, harden the monitoring and compliance automation. Phase 3, from 24 months onwards, continuous improvement, advanced metrics, move it into a steady state operation. He's explicit, expect a 2-year program before you reach stable scale, and budget for ongoing platform operations after that.
And how does a board stay on top of it between those phases? What are they actually asking to see?
He recommends a standard AIOS dashboard with at least one metric in each governance domain: value, risk, operations, and compliance. On value, revenue uplift, cost savings, customer experience improvements that can be attributed to AI systems. On risk, number of model incidents, mean time to detect and respond, compliance breaches.
Those are the same metrics that matter in an investor update. He makes the point that transparent governance, showing how the program is run, reduces regulatory and reputational risk.
It's the difference between saying we're doing AI and being able to say, here's how we govern it, here's what it's delivering, and here's how we'd respond if something went wrong.
Which is the conversation a board should be having, not leaving entirely to the CTO.
He includes a quarterly board pack checklist as well. The AIOS dashboard, the model inventory, a high-risk model register, recent incidents and remediation actions, the vendor risk picture, people metrics including training completion and hiring progress, and budget to actuals.
So for someone listening, a director, a CEO, a COO, what is the one thing to act on this week?
Ask your leadership team two questions. Do we have a model inventory? A list of every AI model in use, who owns it, and what it's approved to do? And do we have a policy governing how new models get approved and retired? If the answer to either is no, that's where the AIOS conversation starts.
The full article is at anabu.ai. Well worth reading if you're heading into a board discussion on this. And if you want to work out what an AIOS looks like in your own business, Brett offers a free AI audit there too.
That's it for this one. We'll see you on the next article.